This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he will always fight to help the American manufacturing sector. Facility in Ohio yesterday, he told the company's workers that politicians have let foreign nations steal such jobs and loot American factories.
They catered to the special interests while allowing foreign nations to siphon off our wealth, our dignity, our dreams, our money.
The president added Whirlpool's 9 factories across the U.S. are now thriving like never before because of his actions. The Trump administration and Democratic leaders are still far apart when it comes to passing economic relief amid the coronavirus pandemic. The two sides talked for hours yesterday about their latest proposals, but they reported very little progress. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The State Department is no longer telling Americans to avoid all international travel due to COVID-19, but most other countries still have barriers up for American tourists to visit, as now the U.S. is the global hotspot for the virus. Since the beginning of the pandemic, more than 160,000 people here in America have died from the virus. That's out of nearly 4.9 million recorded cases. The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is kicking off today, despite the pandemic, in rural South Dakota. It's expected to bring as many as 250,000 visitors to the area, and this year it's set against the backdrop of the massive coronavirus pandemic, and it's stoking fears the rally could lead to a massive uptick in infections in a state with no mask requirements. A police spokesman in Sturgis says they're trying to prepare.
We prepare the best that we can with what we have. There's always the unknown with the Sturgis rally.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
An executive order will keep U.S. companies from making transactions with the parent company of TikTok. President Trump signing the order yesterday that bars transactions with China-based ByteDance effective 45 days from now. The order states the video sharing app's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal info. The president leaving the door open for an American company to buy the platform. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says a vote for Kanye West for president is really a vote for Donald Trump. Crowley said yesterday, along with Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson and the Milwaukee Common Council President Cavalier Johnson, that West's decision to run for the White House is really a Republican Party ploy. West filed to get on the November ballot there earlier this week, but it remains to be seen if he'll make it. The family of a man killed in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans is hopeful his body can finally be recovered this weekend. Quinion Wimberly's family updating the progress of the removal yesterday following multiple delays due to weather and other issues. That accident happened back on October 12th of 2019, and it's National Purple Heart Day. President George Washington creating the Purple Heart Military Merit on August 7th, 1782. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to start off with Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. We'll pick up on the latest on Susan Rice's admission of emailing Hillary on her non-government emailing system. Huh? Yeah, really. And she admitted something. I mean, I guess she's trying to rebuild her credibility. So maybe she thought, well, after all, I mean, she was under oath, so she needed to be careful and make sure she did answer honestly. And also Hunter Biden's travel records. And what do you think? And Chris Farrell is all over that, as well as, the big question is Adam Schiff above the law. So much happening with Judicial Watch. He'll be on. And then a little bit later on, we've got coming on with us is the Kaufman girls. And this is one of those, it's a celebration of life. It's what we're going to do, radio style. For those of you that may not have heard yet, our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, who's been on with me regularly for, gosh, I don't know, eight, ten years, a fan favorite, so to speak. Well, he passed away on July 18th. And we're going to be honored to have Bruce's family, his wife and his two daughters. And we're going to talk about and celebrate a life well lived. The award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, speaker, and founder of Bruce's History Lessons, as I said, was welcomed into heaven on July the 18th. And we'll remember and honor the husband, dad, brother, and my dear friend coming up in just a bit. We're on standby right now still for Chris Farrell, so hopefully we can get in touch with him. But the other things that Chris has been, and Judicial Watch, has been bringing to note here is what many Americans are saying, is that is that we need the prosecution of the coup cabal over the Obamagate targeting of Flynn and Donald Trump. Need to look at Obama, the Obama gang. You got Biden, Clinton, Comey, others. And, Tom Fenton, Judicial Watch's president, just tweeted that out. And also that it was announced that a FOIA lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for D.C. against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for records relating to travel by Hunter Biden. And the other question, I guess, that Judicial Watch has been, questioning and running into is, it seems to be, a lack of cooperation from A.G. Barr, which is kind of odd, and he says that Judicial Watch is virtually being blocked or hindered with every FOIA lawsuit seeking records over the Obamagate coup plot. And this is what Chris Farrell directly is reporting on in the Daily Caller. So hopefully we can get a hold of him soon and be able to have that, have that discussion. So that we can, break that out. So, anyway, we will continue to, do what we can to, connect with, you know, with Chris so that we can get him on, so we can get him on board here. It looks like, again, looking at Portland, the riots rage despite withdrawal of federal agents. Mayor accuses them of attempted murder. I mean, this is, I mean, how goofy is this, right? I mean, they want to blame federal agents for being there in Portland. I mean, it was their fault. This thing's been going on for 70-plus nights. It's like, when is this going to stop? I mean, people are saying enough is enough. I mean, this is America. You're going to let, you know, a few people overrun the city? I mean, the damage that they're doing is just incredible. I mean, we're talking, I mean, this is going to be years of repair. And not to mention the further impact it has on the psyche of America at large, that this is going on. I mean, what are we doing? Are we setting up a country of a bunch of no-go zones here? Where you can't go in certain parts of Illinois, Chicago, you know, Baltimore. I mean, just go right down the list. Now Portland, you know, we're going to have representation in Portland. We already got some goofy stuff going on in L.A. And I'm here on the West Coast, and it just shocks me, this stuff that continues to get out of there. Mayor Garcetti, I mean, you talk about this the draconian, totalitarian exposure that is being put on display here by blue state, whether it's governors or officials. In this particular case, specifically, we're talking about a Democratic mayor in Los Angeles saying, look, at if we get reports that you've got too many parties going on, I've authorized people, he says, I've authorized my people to cut off all utilities, cut off the lights, cut off water. I mean, this is how absurd this has become. But again, it just demonstrates just how desperate and out of control the Democrats have. I mean, they need to come together as a party and say, guys, you know, we got to ratchet it. We got to get control of this. I mean, this is not, you know, this is not how you want the party illustrated. I'm sure people are cringing over this. People within the party themselves going, oh my God, are we out of control here? The left has taken over and we've absolutely lost our minds by doing things like this. And of course, Gruesome Newsom, as I tell you, I keep going around now. I'm more up in Southern California than I was before in Oceanside. Signs are up. And they want Gruesome Newsom out of there. Signs are coming up. They're creeping up in much the same way it started for Gray Davis years ago, if you recall. So this is what's happening. You know, this is what's happening in our world. And it doesn't seem to be getting better, but let's go back to understand really what this issue is all about. So you've got a force, and I believe, you know, the Democratic Party is extremely desperate right now. They're putting it all on the line. And, I mean, they're putting all their chips on the line for this deal. And one of two things is going to happen. Either this is going to work, which I don't know how it's going to work because it didn't work for Bernie Sanders. When what could he garner? Maybe about 30% of the vote for the Democrats. That's about it. You know, he was selling something 70% of the people didn't want. And what happens is the Democrats go and double down. They say, well, you know, Bernie's not the guy that we want to represent. We're just going to get Joe. We'll have Joe Biden represent. He'll be the talking puppet for us. And they're just going full force. And it makes you wonder, you're going, okay, what is the brain trust of the Democratic Party saying that we're not? But either they're seeing something that we're not that is so significant that they're sure that playing this card is going to work for them and allow them to satiate their lust for power that has been on full display. I mean, they've been throwing fits. They just have been, it's been a problem ever since Donald Trump got elected. They just figure if Donald Trump get elected, then we should be able to, you know, take over this country. The country needs us to save them from themselves and save them from Donald Trump. And so they're putting all the chips on the line right now to say, look, at we're gonna move towards socialism. We're moving away from this democratic republic. We've got all these great ideas. It's going to kill jobs. It's going to kill our economy, as if we didn't experience that already with 8 years of Obama. And by the way, pray for Michelle. She's depressed, she says. She's really depressed. The Trump derangement syndrome has really gotten to her when you listen to her on her podcast. And anyway, we'll pray for Michelle that she would somehow find some anchoring and something settled in her mind as to what's going on with the country and where we're going, regardless of what her and Barack would want.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We still have great comedy out there. There's always Ramblin' Joe Biden. Joe says that even people with Tourette's go, no. No. What is going on? Joe is like your uncle who's on a new drug and hasn't got the dosage right. I'm proud to work with Barack America. He's not a superhero, you idiot. Come here. When they SDR was on television. There was no TV back then. Come here, goat. Sit down.
Oh, the great Robin Williams. Even back then, I was just talking with Brad. Brad goes, oh, he was even, you know, he was even comedy back then. Yeah, he was. He's been comedy for a long time. There's no doubt about it. But here we are. I mean, seriously, a presidential candidate. You know, Joe is, you know, really moved on up here. And America's got a choice to make, and you know there's all kinds of controversy. Will he or won't he, you know, make the debates? You know, the way the scheduling of the debates is problematic. You got 9 states getting ready to vote that actually be voting before there's even one debate, which is kind of. I mean, the way this whole thing's being worked, don't you feel like we're being worked in the process? I mean, is there going to be mail-in voting? You know, I mean, and this whole controversy. A lot of people are so confused about and do not quite understand the problem with mail-in voting. All they know is that if President Trump says something, then it's got to be bad. You know, a percentage of the country, because the way the mainstream reports it is that the president's got to be bad, which is amazing to me, because you look at the track record of one Donald Trump and you see that so many of his promises have been fulfilled, promises made, promises fulfilled, as they say. And doesn't that add to his credibility? But I guess if you just don't believe in Donald Trump at all, you don't hear about the promises fulfilled. Somehow you overlook the fact that we are energy independent for the first time, gosh, in my life certainly, probably first time ever, that we're energy independent. And as I recall, even the Democrats and everybody at large argued, oh my goodness, how can we be so reliant for our energy for all these countries that hate us? Donald Trump comes in, he opens up the field. And we start with advancement in fracking and certainly the natural resources we have in our country. And I know there's probably some environmentalists that are just sitting there expecting at any moment there's going to be some sort of sinkhole that's going to envelop and take over half of America because of what Donald Trump has done. Hasn't happened, not happening. All that's happening is that we're very energy independent. We're not worried about what's happening in the Middle East so much, and we're not having to get caught in these forever wars over, you know, over oil. So I think that's pretty refreshing. I mean, you know, the boot of Regulation Nation under Barack Obama and the Democrats that was on the throats of our labor force, and Donald Trump comes in, lifts the boot. Everybody starts getting back to work. We have record numbers of unemployment. Even in the midst of COVID-19, we got a great job reports that just came out. You know, but again, if you do not like Donald Trump and you're suffering from, you know, Trump derangement syndrome, and like Michelle Obama, you're just depressed. I mean, you know, she goes, I mean, it's almost like she's on a manic experience. I mean, one moment she's just elated with this country because we elected her husband. You know, this is the best country ever, and then now we elect Donald Trump. We're the worst country, poor thing. It's, and everybody else who gets caught up in this is like, wait a minute, we got a country here to save. And it's not going to happen with us being disunified. It's going to happen with us coming together. And, yes, we watch all the partisan bickering that's going on. We've got people with real-life problems because of COVID-19 and the effects of it, people being out of work, and they need money, need help. And the government, who's proven again, it doesn't matter, even under Donald Trump or Barack Obama, how inefficient it is, they can't even dole out the money right. And then you find out, disgustingly, that people don't deserve the money, you know, whether it's educational institutions, friends of politicians, they're ending up with, you know, millions of dollars, and we have small businesses that need that money, and somehow they feel like they're entitled to it. See, this is a thing that just really galls me in the whole political process. You know, we talk about the obvious, you know, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation talked about how Bill Clinton, you know, we had the author of that book, came on and talked about all the pay-for-play and the selling of presidential pardons. And you remember, I mean, in the last set days, according to this report, according to the author, that Clinton was just, I mean, they were putting on post-it notes. Forget about the process of pardoning people. It was just putting names on post-it notes. Say, here, go, you know, let's pardon this guy. And they're selling pardons. And Hillary Clinton tells everybody and wants us to believe, this thing is so bad. I mean, it's like she just thinks nobody's ever going to find out about all the lies and deception. And she wonders why she's not elected president. People don't trust her. They know she's lied three ways to Sunday. And here's just another example. They just keep on coming. It's never ending with her. I mean, even Susan Rice had a moment. She had to admit some things and go, you're right. Because she was under oath and knew she'd really be in big trouble. I mean, this isn't, you know, five Sunday TV shows where you can lie about, you know, American citizens being killed. But no, you got to admit, because you're under oath right now. And she has to admit that, that Hillary Clinton service, that non-governmental, I knew it was. We went back and forth on it. And I still maintain, I mean, they were worried about how that got out, Podesta's emails, you know, whether it was, an operative who ended up being murdered, which is all very suspicious and all kept quiet still, Seth Rich. It's just sad that, you know, he was instrumental in getting, you know, releasing emails when the Democratic Party was already a mess. Remember, they had that Pakistani national that was working for the Democratic Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and he downloaded information from over 40 laptops of congressmen and women. And this guy gets a little slap on the hand. You got all this information going all over the place. God only knows how much of that information may have exposed Benghazi, may have exposed our citizens there. That's why they got married, murdered, you know. It's just incompetent what the Democrats have done, but they just they hold to the con, as Dinesh D'Souza says. They just keep holding to the con, and the mainstream media backs them up. I mean, one day, I got to feel like one day this is all going to be reconciled to where we finally, once and for all, that there's no guessing about it, but that we get the whole truth and nothing but, and realize the Democratic Party, the political process, is just so corrupt. I mean, we're looking at James Comey now, and in a different light, the truth is starting to bear out, and the cabal that existed in the FBI, how they went after Donald Trump, you know, General Flynn, on and on, and anything conservative that had to do with Donald Trump, they're after it. And it's all never-ending, you know, and here we are, in the midst of this COVID-19, this pandemic, we got people dying. And the president suggests, because he hears about a new drug, actually a drug been around for 65 years. They used it for, you know, malaria and other issues. And under the right to try, doctors said, hey, look, let's see this, what's happening. And people are, people are taken away from death's door as a result of hydroxychloroquine, Zithromax, and also zinc, and all of a sudden that's a big problem. We go, wait a minute, you know, and so we go back to say follow the money, and you follow the money, and you realize, Dr. Fauci doesn't have an interest in hydroxychloroquine. You know, some of these big pharma guys, and you know, Bill Gates, and all these other people that are scrambling for a vaccine, because what they're going to want to do is they're going to want to vaccinate everybody. And as you're reading about from one NBA star, he says, yeah, I don't do vaccines. Homie, don't do vaccines. And a lot of people in America don't do vaccines because it doesn't make sense why you would inject the disease into your body. I mean, we're trying to avoid it, right? And I mean, if we build up some antibodies along the way, hey, we do that. But we don't need to be penetrating our skin, which last time I checked in science tells us that it is our, you know, first line of defense against any outside infection. But we go, no, let's just open up the skin and just pour the disease right into our body. Somehow that makes sense. It certainly makes people a lot of money.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he will always fight to help the American manufacturing sector. While visiting a Whirlpool facility in Ohio yesterday, he told the company's workers that politicians have let foreign nations steal such jobs and loot American factories.
They catered to the special interests while allowing foreign nations to siphon off our wealth, our dignity, our dreams, our money.
The president added Whirlpool's 9 factories across the U.S. are now thriving like never before because of his actions. The Trump administration and Democratic leaders are still far apart when it comes to passing economic relief amid the coronavirus pandemic. The two sides talked for hours yesterday about their latest proposals, but they reported very little progress. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and I'm going to read the notice that came to me with the announcement of the passing of Bruce Kaufman of Alexandria, Virginia. Died Saturday, July the 18th, at home with his beloved family. Survived by his wife of 35 years, Judy Harmatz, two daughters, Remy and Joanna Kaufman, and siblings Sam, Louise, Margaret, and Jay Kaufman. Bruce was born in Princeton, New Jersey, grew up in Albany, New York, where he attended the Albany Academy, was a fiercely proud University of Virginia alum, which he shared with his oldest daughter, Remy, and made a career from his passion for writing, which he shared with his younger daughter, Joanna. With his wife, Judy, he shared a love of travel, exercise, social gatherings with friends, and raising their two daughters. He was part of the Kaufman newspaper family, which owned the Washington Star for generations. While at the American Gas Association, Bruce began writing a weekly history column that appeared in newspapers across the country and online. Following his retirement, Bruce's history lessons became his full-time job. He will be deeply missed by his loving family, devoted friends, loyal readers, and many, many of his best friends and admirers and fans of Bruce's history lessons. I welcome to the show his family. The Kaufman girls are with us. Judy is with us, and Remy and Joanna, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay, you know, getting through with friends. The support of our friends and family.
Well, I want you to know how honored we are that you would come on the show. Bruce was a regular, gosh, I think we've been talking and you know, about the things, all history and things he loved to talk about, and I shared his interest for you know, for something like 8-10 years, and just from day one, Judy, as you may know, Bruce and I just we were kindred spirits. I mean, you know. Right.
Yeah. He loved doing your show. It was a highlight for him. And he took his press very seriously.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, and we're going to play a couple of best of his most recent sound bites here a little bit later on. Remy, let me ask you about your father. Share some stories about your dad, if you would.
Well, I think your listeners knew my dad as a history buff and someone who really enjoyed talking about what was going on in the world and what has happened in the world. But two of his big passions actually were riding motorcycles and playing pool.
Yes. By the way, I will tell you that he and I talked about, being able, me coming up from Florida and going riding with him because I love motorcycles as well. And so I guess we're just going to have to wait and he and I are going to have to get on a bike on the streets of gold, on the other side of heaven.
Yeah, definitely. One of my favorite stories about my dad, like I said, my dad loved playing pool and I also live in D.C., and so I went to go play pool with my dad about a year ago at a bar where I used to frequent in my 20s, and I went to the bar and walked in, and the bouncer looked at my ID and saw my last name, and he said, "Oh, are you Bruce Kaufman's daughter?" Oh. And I said, "Yeah," and he said, "Oh, okay, he's back there playing pool." And then I walked in, and he was playing pool, and then the waitress came over, and my dad said, "Oh, I want to introduce you to my daughter." And she said, "I've heard so much about you from your dad." And then another guy who worked there came over and said, "Oh, my gosh, you're Bruce's daughter. Bruce is famous here. Everyone knows him." And I just thought to myself, this is a bar I used to come to all the time, and everyone here knows my dad. Because he came and played pool there every Sunday, and it was something he loved and was passionate about, and everyone knew him there, and it was really funny, and I texted all of my friends and said, "Oh, my gosh, you won't believe this. I just went to Buffalo Billiards, and everyone knows my dad."
Everybody knows him, Dad. He's got the golden cue stick award there.
Hustling
politicians trying to get some of our money back out of their pockets.
Yeah, it was a real role reversal and a really fun afternoon and something I will always, of my many memories with my dad, something I still think about.
Well, and I got to tell you, that's interesting. Bruce and I talked about many things. Certainly talked about the famous and favorite women in his life, but I don't know why we never talked about pool. So I thought that was interesting, and that was such a big part. Joanna, what about you?
Yeah, I think that my dad and my relationship was really built around words in a lot of ways. We shared a love of writing, and he was so supportive of me through, my graduate school degree, which I earned a master's of fine arts in writing and went on to kind of base my career off of that. And I know that was something that he loved and, was critical of me in the best way. That was kind of one way that our love of words manifested itself. But, we were also both big talkers, and as I'm sure you and your listeners know, when I would come home to visit, I live in San Francisco, we would have family dinners and sit around the dining room table, and we would always sort of lay out the ground rules of, okay, no politics,
here's the
no
rules
arguing,
of engagement.
and that lasted for all of 45 seconds before we were getting into it.
Right.
It is kind of those moments of lively debate, let's say, that, that's where our relationship really came alive. We could argue about things. We could try to nudge each other closer together when it came to our various differing opinions. But I think it was more the act of debating and not necessarily truly trying to convince each other of anything. that we really enjoyed.
Well, your dad and I extensively talked about the First Amendment. We believed it's foundational.
It was one of his favorites.
Well,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that he exercised and exampled that at home, you know, with you, is an example to everybody. And the people listening right now is, yes, people with disparate views, they can get along. They need to get along, actually, because we need to hear. Otherwise, we end up siloing ourselves. And I like what Jordan Peterson, I shared this with your dad, and this is my interpretation of it, is that we can silo ourselves and become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid because we're not exchanging ideas with it. We're not proving our ideas. I mean, we just sit there and become self-focused and interested that our ideas really are not tested. And this is what's happening with America right now and why so many people stand back and go, what is going on? You know, what are you talking about? You know, it just seems so disconnected from reality. So, Judy, it was your job to put on the referees, you know, jacket and blow the whistle, huh?
Occasionally, but one thing about Bruce, and I'm sure, again, your listeners know how much he loved history.
Yes.
And he could work history into almost any conversation. We used to have a dog, and he could walk down the street, see another dog and say something like, oh, Winston Churchill had that dog, and then wax poetic about Winston Churchill, one of his favorite people,
yes. Uh-huh.
And his man, I think, of the 20th century.
Right.
You know, he could even talk about food and somehow weave history into it. I mean, he just loved history. He loved American history. He loved Abraham Lincoln. I mean, he just was somebody who had so much knowledge in his mind about everything. You know,
his love for history was infectious. That's why I'd love to have him on. And of course, you'd read comments, you know, from people just, oh my gosh, I didn't know this. And the way he wrote was very, very simple but powerful. I mean, you got the point and you understood what was being exchanged there. We are celebrating a life well lived, a life of Bruce Kaufman right here on Bill Martinez Live, who passed away last month, and his family is here to share some memories. And we're going to play, you know, some old clips coming up in this next segment, so stay with us. Judy is with us, his wife, Remy and Joanna, the two daughters, and we're going to brag more, and we're going to remember more of Bruce Kaufman on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This is sponsored by Amazon. School may look different this year, but Amazon still has everything you need, no matter where you're learning. With convenient shopping, low prices, and wide selection, Amazon's Ready for School store is a one-stop shop for digital learning resources and essentials, from pens and pencils to tablets and t-shirts. Thanks to Amazon Smile, customers can complete their school shopping while giving back to those in need, all at no cost to you. Colleen Waldron, Amazon spokesperson, discusses ways to donate.
Amazon Smile is a simple way to give back for those who want to make a difference without an added expense. Start your shopping at smile.amazon.com, and a portion of the purchase price of eligible items will be donated to your selected charity, with over 1 million charities to choose from. For those who want to make a monetary donation, you can do so with any Alexa device. Simply say, Alexa, I want to make a donation, to get started.
Visit smile.amazon.com/readyforschool to give back while checking off your school supply list.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're with Bruce Kaufman's wife, Judy, and two daughters. His two daughters, very, very loving daughters, and both of them that he spoke so highly of, Remy and Joanna, were celebrating Bruce's Life Well Lived, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, speaker, founder of Bruce's History Lessons. Was welcomed into heaven on July the 18th. Judy, we're going to play some segments of past or most recent interviews with Bruce, but before we do, how did you meet Bruce?
Bruce and I were next door neighbors. We lived in Georgetown in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And he actually had worked at the Cellar Door, which was a, I guess, a nightclub.
Okay.
But where
did they have a pool table there?
They didn't have a pool table, but, you know, back in the 70s, and early 80s, people like Neil Young came, Steve Martin came when they were on their way up. And my brother and Bruce worked together, although my brother didn't introduce us. But we were next-door neighbors and saw each other a lot in a very small apartment building. And one thing led to the other, and we got married.
And here you are. And Remy and Joanna come along.
Yes.
That's what happens, girls, when one thing leads to another. Just saying. Well, I want to share with you an interview that was done this past January, and we were talking about Martin Luther King Jr., and here's what Bruce had to say. The critical question we should ask is, does this add or take away from our liberty, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And talk about someone who was the epitome of the creed, live free or die, was Martin Luther King.
Without a doubt. I mean, and it's one thing to say it, but to live that out. And, of course, we know what happened.
Yeah, we do. And one of the things, I mean, what you said in the email you sent out to all of us was, is the dream still alive? Mm-hmm. And I think that if Dr. King was alive today, he would say, yes, it is. Because Dr. King was an optimist. He was an optimist. Mm-hmm. He was a pessimist about human nature, and rightly so, given how he was treated. But his optimism was rooted in his Christian faith.
Exactly.
He believed that God, that there was hope in God. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite of his sayings, Bill, is darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And that is basically how he created the nonviolent movement that was so successful in the civil rights movement. What he was saying was, if someone commits violence against you and you commit violence back, that will only lead to more violence.
Well, Joanna, you know, the thing about your dad, and even listening to him again, the power of words is so significant, and it keeps living, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, he, I know he shared that Martin Luther King quote that he loved, and he had so many, you know, he really relied on famous men and women throughout history who had said it so well. And he was, you know, he loved to hear himself speak, and he loved to read what he wrote, but he also was a big fan of, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So relying on quotes of famous people throughout history who had said it so eloquently and who had captured it so well, you know, he passed those on to us, to say the very least.
Mm-hmm. Remy, your dad, of course, was known for his syndicated column. Fans of his would religiously subscribe to his three releases every week that he sent out, Bruce's History Lessons, which was a good and pithy reminder of history lessons of years gone by. Something like, as you said, and as Judy had said earlier, your mom had said that, you know, Bruce could wax poetic on anything. And I think that's probably why he enjoyed thinking out loud, because this allowed him to put pen to paper. And, of course, the third installment was the quote of the week. How did you feel about those? Give us your response to those three releases of the week.
Well, first of all, I just want to say it was really, really nice to hear his voice and to hear him speak. I think we all can picture him sitting in his office talking to you and using his hand gestures when he spoke so passionately. But, yeah, he was so proud of Bruce's history lessons, and something that just gave him so much joy. And it's been really wonderful that some of his newspapers are actually continuing to publish. My dad, when he got sick, wrote enough for 6 months. So I've still been sending it to them, and some of them are still publishing it, but have made a note that he passed away.
Yes.
And he's actually gotten some emails from readers who have just said how much they enjoyed his weekly history column and had subscribed to his website and had gotten the quotes and the thinking out loud, and how much he's going to be missed. And it's just one of those things where I feel like we took for granted, because it was something we grew up with, him, as Joanna said, just waxing poetic about everything, and our dinner table conversations about things that probably turned into his thinking out loud or his history lessons, and just realizing like how many lives he touched. Mm-hmm. And how many people admired him, mm-hmm. and just how many people knew him,
yes.
through his writing. And that's been a really, really incredible thing to see since.
Exactly. Through his writing and through his pool playing, as we found out earlier. Judy, I liked one of the last quotes that Bruce sent me. He said, "The New York Times Magazine is a magazine in which full-color ads for expensive luxury items run alongside 10,000-word articles about why expensive luxury items don't make us happy."
Yeah,
I love that. This next cut had to do with President's Day that aired on February 17th of this year. Listen.
The job of the House is to investigate, okay? It's an inquiry. That's an investigation. The job of the Senate is to hold a trial. And yet, they kept saying to the Senate, no, we need to, before you send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, you have to be convinced that you have enough evidence to back up your claims. And they sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and they kept investigating, and they kept asking the Senate to help them investigate. If they didn't have enough evidence, then they should have asked for the articles of impeachment back and then continue the inquiry. That's the House's job, the inquiry. And
well,
so they're asking the Senate to help them out there.
Well, that's, of course, we're talking about the famous month of impeachment that was going on. This next one was about Madison's birthday, which happened to be my birthday, and so it was always a fun time that those two were coincidental. And so let's play that cut from March the 16th.
That's exactly right, Bill. And how do you empower the people? The first way, I mean, so again, just you and I have talked about this before, but I just want to make this real quick. James Madison is the most underrated of our founding fathers. He is responsible for two of the three documents on which this nation is founded. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. James Madison essentially wrote the Constitution and essentially wrote the Bill of Rights. And the chief, as we know from the Bill of Rights, the number one right, I mean, the First Amendment has five rights in it, but all of them are based on freedom of speech, which is the number one right that we have. The number one, the most important right we have is freedom of speech. When you think about it, the First Amendment is freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and freedom to petition the government for redress of grievances. Every single one of those is based on free speech. Free speech, obviously, is based on free speech. Freedom of the press is based on published and distributed speech in print form. Freedom of the religion is your freedom to talk up your religion, to proselytize about your religion, to explain the advantages of your religion. Freedom of assembly is all about people getting together, usually to talk about some cause. And freedom to petition the government for redress of grievances, that's freedom to complain to your government that it has establishing policies that you do not think are part of your well-being. That is all based on freedom of speech.
Well, his command, Judy, of of the topic, I mean, it would leave you in awe. I mean, because it's extemporaneous, but so solidly explained, right?
Yeah, he was passionate. And the other thing, as I'm listening to him talk and listening to your show, he never stopped learning. Yeah. He, when he got sick, he was still reading books, making notes in the book, leaving post-its in the book. He never, ever, ever, as much as he knew, he never stopped learning and wanting to learn.
Yeah. Well, one of the final email exchanges that we had in late June, I sent him an email. I said, "Hey, my friend, just checking on you, continuing to pray that all is well. God bless." And he answered me back. He says, "I had my first infusion under the new plan. We'll see how it goes. Thanks for your thought and prayers. They mean a lot." Bruce was real special.
Yeah, and, we miss him.
Well, I share that emotion with you because he was... I said I wasn't going to do this. I mean, I was going to try and hold it together. You know, this is all part of the celebration and remembering a very special man that we will all miss. And Remy, how will Bruce's history lessons, you say that you're still continuing to send out, what you said, 6 months, but well, I'll tell you, his writings, I could see them continuing on because they're still full of life, aren't they?
Yes, I'm absolutely. And going through them and picking them and picking the ones to send out and reading them, it just, you can hear his voice. I mean, you can hear his passion in them. And it's something that I think all of the readers could hear. It's definitely something I'm sure your listeners could hear. He was a passionate person, and we'll all take that with us.
Exactly. And Joanna, again, the website, just to remind everybody, they can still connect, right?
Yes, the website is still online, brucesHistoryLessons.net. And
well, thank you so much.
On Amazon.
Stop
so,
aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule. capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones...